CliffCentral.com.
I told you about the Entertainer app last week, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
I think I did. It is a terrific new app that enables you to take advantage of a whole lot of really great deals. Flax has been using it. I installed it on my phone last week. I haven't used it yet in terms of actually going for one of the special offers, but I believe Ben has for the last month.
Yeah, I use it literally every week.
Tell me about
it's,
it, Ben.
It's so easy. So there's like various categories you can go into. Obviously, food's a big one. And yeah, like it's not like you have to go to a certain place at a certain time and get a certain thing. Go whenever you want. And it's just a whole bunch of two-for-one deals. That's just, that is it in a nutshell. So you can just look where you are, tells you exactly where you are, what's near
you. Yeah,
you
can use the map and everything, but got it.
And then you go. And then when it comes to paying a bill, you just show the screen, and then the place puts in the code. And easy as that, two-for-one. But like I also went to Bounce the other day. Yeah, I love that place.
Yes. Oh, yeah, with the trampolines. Yeah. Oh, that's listed
places
on there.
Like, right. You know, there's like shooting ranges, there's rounds of golf. Depending on what you like, there's so much.
Your mum's is most interested in the massages.
Oh,
yeah,
spa.
There's a whole
spa
thing.
Day.
Like, the spas are endless. Yeah. But not like shitty ones like people have in the back room somewhere. These are proper five-star hotels and proper places.
All right, well, let's give away the app and see if there's anybody who wants to win it. And we'll take a couple of calls right now. 0861-555-189. I'm going to ask you just some simple questions. I've got a couple of tracks here, and you've got to tell me who's on the tracks. If you manage to get that right, we will give you a free Entertainer app. And you can visit theentertainerafrica.com. That's one word, theentertainerafrica.com, one word. Download the Entertainer app today, the Entertainer app. Don't be put off, by the way, by the 495 Rand, right, Ben? Because you will get loads of stuff for that 495
I mean,
Rand.
It's like getting entrance into a place and everything's free afterwards. You know, it's like there's such value there. You do this twice, you'll get your money back, depending on what you do.
Well, you could score up to 1.2 million Rand a year in savings.
Yeah.
And the app will give you thousands of buy one, get one free offers from restaurants, cafes, attractions, hotels, spas, and so much more. Five-star hotels.
Yeah, and the cool thing is, also accommodation, so you want to go away for a weekend, that's where you start saving big money, because you get one night, next one's free.
Beautiful.
And then the whole time, you can go onto the app, and it actually shows you how much you've saved. So if you ever want to keep track, it's all there.
Beautiful. So you'll know straight away that this thing's working out for you.
Yeah.
Or not, and if it doesn't, you know what? You've probably scored one or two good things anyway, but I think this one will. Sounds to me like a winner. You can share the app with your family across devices and ping up to 10 offers per year to your friends. Visit theentertainerafrica.com and download the Entertainer app today. Explore more of the local cities you love so much and save while you're doing it. Flax, who's on the line?
At the moment, we have got Mike on Skype and we have Steve from Uppington on telephone.
Oh.
Or the, yeah, telly, as they say.
Telly, huh? Who says that?
Don't they say that in London?
No, no, that's for the television. Oh. They call the telly. But let's, who's in Uppington?
Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's up, dude?
Hey, Gareth, how's it going?
Cool, man. What's happening in Uppington? Nothing? Tumbleweeds?
Nothing much, nothing much. I was just listening to you and Justice Malala show.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd pull you guys in. We have a little rag here called Hardy Da News.
Yeah.
And,
Hardy Da News.
There's a little radio station here called Radio Riverside, and what we do is we approach the radio station with potential advertisers that advertise with us, and we suggest to the advertisers they should advertise on the radio, and then in return we ask for a trade exchange from the radio to get some mileage for the newspaper.
Right.
Recently they came back to us and said they have got a trade exchange with New Age and with ANN7. And that they can't work with anybody else, and their logo is the independent voice of the River City.
Well, that's some bullshit right there, because they must be in the Gupta's pockets, right?
Well, obviously. Now, what has happened is, from my research in the Northern Cape, is the Gupta's have approached every single local radio station. Now, these guys, as you know, are totally supported by the MDDA, that give all the funding on condition that all the State of Nation addresses and anything coming out of the ANC is broadcast live over the radio station. So that was the basis of them receiving their licenses in the first place. Right.
Steve, let me ask you a question. Should I be offended that the Guptas have not approached Cliff Central to flight their advertising.
Oh, but they'll fucking never do that. They'll never do that. Obviously, they'll never do that. When I try to tell the management here of the radio station of the unindependence of the Guptas and New Age, et cetera, they said New Age has promised them a whole lot of government advertising, and they've flown them all around the country. Now, I live in a town. My readers are colored folk. We have 20,000 readers of our newspaper. Mm-hmm. The listeners of the radio station are colored folk because most of the people are colored.
Right.
And so it would make sense that if I walked into Cliff Central and said, I've got two advertisers. I'm going to give you 20 grand each for these two advertisers in the next 6 months. Mm-hmm. Would it be fair to give me a trade exchange to give my little title some mileage? And anybody in their right mind would say yes.
Sure.
Or just a commission basis. Any commission. Give me a fucking Cliff Central T-shirt.
Right.
So I just wanted to tell you that if it's happening in a small town like Uppington, can you imagine the reach that these guys have through New Age and ANN7 to actually be in the pockets of someone in a town like this? They turn around and say to me, listen here, thanks but no thanks, fuck you. We cannot give you a trade exchange, even if you're bringing us this business. Now,
can you stop with the F words? I mean, there are lots of conservative people in Uppington, Steve.
Yeah, I apologize.
You would never get away with this on radio. On Riverside FM, you'd never get away with this.
I'll say fork.
No, don't you dare. Just calm it all down.
Yes, it's more colloquial. I'll try and make it more colloquial. But I just think that it really sucks that obviously the radio station's funding is not totally dependent on advertising, as my newspaper is. If anybody came into me and said, look, there's so much advertising from Sunlam for the next 6 months, I would definitely make some arrangement for some form of commission, because that's just how business works, you know. But it just gives me the idea, with all these local, small, ANC-backed radio stations, that this is the reach that these guys have got. Yeah. The good thing is that we have an independent media like you guys, and with enough justice Malalas in the world, the Guptas is going to fall. There's no question about it. It's just a matter of time that they really see their ass. But right. I thought I'd just pull you in from our side,
Steve.
What is happening locally, how these
Steve.
Guys have spread their wings and influence. Yes.
Aaron has just messaged me on WeChat, says, could you shut this guy fucking up, please? So I don't know. I mean, maybe I should. Steve, I appreciate your call. I think that it's good work that you're doing. Keep an independent eye open in Uppington, because, I mean, who even knew Uppington had politics?
Yeah, but, you know, and how many local little radio stations are there in the country that these guys have obviously reached via their government connections,
but,
and now they are dictating the editorial policy of these radio stations,
Steve.
In return, and the radio stations are now
Steve.
Sort of, yes.
Please, just take a deep breath for me. All right, you ready? Go. Do it.
Okay, well, what I wanted
no,
to...
No, listen to me, Steve. Please.
Yes.
I listened to you, and I think you made very valid points. Now listen to me. Take a big deep breath right now. Do this.
Okay.
Breathe in that fresh Northern Cape air, where you don't have as much pollution as we do in the city.
Fresh Kalahari air.
There we go. Breathe it in.
Fresh Kalahari air.
There you go. Breathe it out.
Much better.
All right. Go for a swim in the Vaal River today.
Orange River.
Sorry,
get your geography right.
Orange. Go for a swim in the Orange River today.
Oh, dear.
All right. And I want you to just calm down, because Uppington is not the sort of place where people should be getting hot under the collar. It's hot enough in Uppington.
It's the center of the country.
No, it's not. Well, to you it is.
It's Kalahari Central.
And
it used to be Cliff Central. It's now Kalahari Central.
Who am I to disagree with you, Steve?
Just before I go, I have a story from the Kalahari. One blonde lady said to the other, I believe you're telling the whole town that my husband has a mole on his dick. The blonde said, I was not telling the whole town your husband has a mole on his dick. I told the whole town it felt like a mole.
Thank you very much, Steve. You have a lovely day, my friend.
You too, sir. See you. I hope you saw the ad in our paper for you guys.
Oh, thank you for that. That's very nice of you.
No problem at all. I'm trying to spread the word. He's not just an immense. Have a beautiful day.
You are a good man. You're an evangelist for CliffCentral.com. I love it. Thank you very much. There's Steve in Uppington, who's exhausting, but very, very good.
But I thought Steve had phoned for the entertainer.
No. Who's on Skype?
Steve is Lex, entertainer.
Who's on Skype?
Mike.
Mike. Poor Mike. Hello, Mike.
Oh, my God. Cool story, Steve, but can we get to the fucking competition now?
Mike.
Fuck, man. Why, Gareth, why did you let that go on for so long?
How often do you hear from people in Uppington?
Dude, I don't want to hear from people in Uppington.
All right, listen.
Trying to get some coffee, and now the garage management's looking at me and saying, what's going on, dude? But I'm in my car.
All right, Mike, let's make this quick. We'll give you the Entertainer app. Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just name these two artists, and I'll be very impressed. I'll give you three chances to get it right. That's how kind I'm feeling. Okay, let's go with this one. Okay? Who is that woman and who's her husband?
Who's her husband? Isn't that Beyonce?
Yes, so who's her husband?
Oh,
come on. This is a very easy question.
Name is very similar to our president.
Wow.
No, not wow.
Come on. Come on. What are the initials of the president?
Jay-Z.
Oh. Very good. There we go. You know what? You're a winner. God, that was really hard, Mike.
What?
I made that so tough for you.
Okay.
Do you know what you've won? Mike, you sound...
Another conversation with Steve?
No, Mike, but you sound very stressed. Are you having an okay day? Is everything all right at home?
No, everything's fine. I'm still getting over Steve.
You've got to let it go. I've let it go, too.
I'm trying.
Mike, what you've won... Listen, Mike, you've got to also take deep breaths. I'm going to have to push you through this this calming circle that we're forming. Mike, you've won a 495 Rand... Entertainer app on your phone, which means that you get a world of savings, 1.2 million rand a year if you save properly, on everything from hotels to restaurants to cafes to attractions to spas and more. Try it out, let us know how it goes, and give us a call again, please.
Woohoo! That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Nice to hear from you, man.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. There we go. There he is. Mike, our winner for today, and very, very difficult question, Mubs, don't you think? Easily the toughest question I've ever asked. But well done to Mike for winning. Jesus, a lot of very tense people in the world this morning. I mean, it's Thursday. We've had all these public holidays. You'd think people would have had time to pull themselves towards themselves. What can I tell you?
Steve, huh?
Yeah, people don't realize how hard this job is, Mubs. To coordinate Steve's and Mike's and... giving prizes.
It's a delicate balance.
Very difficult work for me.
Can you imagine meeting Steve in a bar in Uppington?
Oh, sure.
He's about two or three beers in.
Mm. He would talk your legs off.
He finished.
The guy's just unstoppable. See us even going, whew. All right. Tyrell says, I haven't laughed this much in a while. It's brilliant. Monique says, imagine being married to Steve. Well, I mean, maybe he's looking for a wife. I don't know what his marital status is.
We must have Steve back.
I love Steve.
Yeah,
I'll have him back.
We must.
Anytime. The Hardy Dar News. Make sure you pick up your copy of the Hardy Dar News if you're in Uppington, and you can see what all the big stories are in that marvelous settlement of Uppington. Okay. Everybody calm down. Lianka says, thank you for letting Steve get it all out on cliffcentral.com this morning.
It felt like it was cathartic for
him. Thank you, Lianka. Mm. Thank you very much. Hestia says, don't be a Steve. And... says, listening to the CliffCentral.com show on Cliff Central's app, Steve needs to calm down. He wants none of that Gupta curry in his town.
Cliff Central Revolution. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.